is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, remember the two Marine Corps airmen that were suspended from flying because they, you know, this is so ridiculous. Okay, they were doing training missions in the air. They use prop planes. I don't know all the technical aspect of all that, but they were followed on radar, as they do, and they deliberately drew a giant wiener in the skies over San Diego. Not with, I'm not talking like the smoke that comes out of the back of the plane. They just did it for the radar. So the only people that saw the wiener
were the people watching the radar.
Was air traffic control. They were flying T-34C aircrafts, you know? There was attack training. So it's like, really? So do you have to suspend them for that? I guess for using... It was a ridiculous thing. So anyway, they were... The commander said it was an obscene image. Oh, yeah, because I'm sure the air traffic control men that were sitting there were really offended.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you be?
They were probably really laughing their asses off, right? Anyway, they didn't give the details, but they were disciplined.
Oh.
And now they return to flying. So some people are upset that they were allowed to fly. So let's see. You have all this training that goes into being a Marine Corps pilot. And some people want that taken away over something stupid like this. Granted, it was a waste of our taxpayer dollars, but come on.
We waste those all the time.
Come on now.
It's too bad.
You know they're going to do it again.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, after all this. All right, so this is something that I thought, if I had read the story 5 years ago, I would have been shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But now... And I'm not going to tell you the reasons why, but I guess I've learned. Researchers are reporting that half of U.S. adults have had a close family member in jail.
Ooh.
Yeah, study by the criminal justice nonprofit, FWD, whatever that is, .us, at Cornell University, surveyed 4,000 American adults. Over 2 million Americans are currently in prison in the U.S., reporting that 64% of U.S. adults have had someone in their family spend at least one night in jail, and over 50% know somebody who's been spending a long-term stint in jail.
Wow. Who is it for you?
Let's just say in the industry I do on the side.
Yeah.
A lot of those folks have been spending some time there in the pokey.
Ah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm trying to think of who I've got that's spent time in the pokey. I forget. Maybe I got an uncle. I can't remember. Yeah. I know somebody has been in the pokey. I mean, I know people, but I'm trying to think of a family member.
Well.
Hmm. I'm sure there's a Joey bag of donuts on the Italian side somewhere.
Now, this is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. I don't know how they allow this. In Illinois, this family had Capone as a pet. Capone is a 19-pound bobcat.
Whoa.
You know what a bobcat is, right?
Yeah, like one of those, the large cats with the...
Rip your face off kind of bobcat, you know, that you find in the mountains when you're all alone jogging up there.
All alone
becoming
jogging.
One with nature. You know, all of a sudden, here is bobcat trying to rip your face off because that's nature.
Yeah.
They have the bobcat as a pet. And it's the Mayweather family, and Animal Nature Resources there in Illinois took the cat away from them because it's a bobcat, right? Well, guess what? They gave the animal back to the family. They had him.
Well, it looks like he's had all his shots and he's got a collar, so I guess he's all yours.
As long as they keep him inside, he's learned a domesticated life. They dress him up in raincoats and hoodie to take him out for a walk so people don't freak out and see the fact that it's a bobcat.
You just think it's a large dog with a jacket?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Lakesha Mayweather pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a dangerous animal. She paid the fine, but they gave the cat back to her.
Hmm.
So they're hoping she secures her home, and the cat only goes out when they have proper restraint.
Oh, man, it's not really...
Didn't we just like harass this whole family in DeLand or something for a kid having chickens?
Yeah.
Remember, they removed the chickens and the kid was autistic, and they were making this big deal. You can't have chickens in this area. He was going to lay with a bobcat.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of places don't care.
It's an emotional support bobcat.
You know, I just don't think you can have a gerbil in the same house, but...
Crazy. And finally, in China, it's been closed down since, but this real estate company, and I'm not talking like a little dirty-looking shed in the middle of the road real estate company, this office building real estate company in the middle of Beijing, beautiful place, was attracting customers to rent these apartments at this property they own by having half-naked models where the floor plan for each individual apartment was displayed on their naked back with a nice flowery display. You've done this in the front where the boobs are.
Oh, yeah. It sells.
All right. So anyway, a lot of people went in there, rented a lot of apartments, but some people went in there in China and were offended. The company's been closed.
Get a look at this floor plan. That's 30 square feet just for the bedroom alone.
Yeah. And the front is just the apartment company's logo.
How sexy.
Very nice.
Coming up on Under the Blouse Hunters, Gary is looking for a home that's spacious, has great curb appeal, and has the floor plans painted on a half-naked woman. Let's see if he finds what he's looking for.
And over here, you'll see the master bathroom.
Okay, cool, great. Hey, can I see the floor plans again?
Fine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there seems to be a large crack running through the basement. Is that up to code?
That's my...
Show me the top of the floor plans. The top.
It's all coming up on Under the Blouse Hunters. Don't miss it. Rick Stacy.